Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
God is working inside of us. I really believe God wants to start and do work in the church, the body of Christ. He wants to change us from the inside out. So many people looking for outside manifestation of the glory of God that they're forgetting to look at the inward thing. The biggest miracle that ever took place in your life was when you got born again. You saw no change. You might have got... Kenneth Hagin tells a story of someone came up with a headache, a blinding headache, but he came up to get saved. And when he got saved, he gave his life to the Lord. He walked away, still had a blinding headache. Everything inside of him changed. Amen. People come up for healing and they expect to see that they're looking in the natural all the time rather than just looking in the spiritual realm and receiving the presence of God inside. Listen, they could not enter in, the Israelites, could not enter into the promised land for one thing only, and that was unbelief. Yes, only unbelief, nothing else. It's unbelief that stops you receiving the blessings of God. If you look at your hand and think, well, I just got prayed for it and it's still skew, unbelief. Because he says, when you pray, believe you receive it. And then what's going to happen? You will have it. He says, if a believer prays for you, you shall be healed. So you get away from unbelief. And this is the difference with word of faith and not word of faith. We call things that are not as though they were. We say to the mountain, we're the ones in control. I'm in control of my life. You're in control of your life. You can choose to reject or neglect or do whatever you want to do, or you can choose to receive and believe. It's totally our decision. Amen. And people don't like to have the onus put on them. They don't want the responsibility. You're telling me I've got to do something? God's sovereign. He'll do it if he wants it. Well, how about the fact if you want some food, you've got to go and buy it. But God knows I'm hungry. He'll feed me. No, go to the store. Buy some food. And then get home and cook it. Yes. But I'm starving. Cook something. But God knows I'm hungry. Cook something. Hallelujah. And listen, the fire of God, please don't look at emotionalism. We spoke about this. It's not emotionalism. It's not feelings. Oh, I got goosebumps. That's nice. I like the goosebumps. I get it in service. But that's not a sign the Holy Spirit's here. Amen. That's a sign I'm an emotional person. Right now I'm getting something cool. That's fine, but that's not necessarily the fact that the Holy Spirit's here. When the Holy Spirit comes, he'll do a deep cleanse. That you won't even know about it for a while. Until you stand up and the pain's gone. What happened? Amen. That's who the Holy Ghost is. That's the presence of God. Amen. And the Holy Ghost wants to do things. He wants a revival in this area. I want a revival so badly, it's getting crazy right now. And we started looking at an example, how God works from the inside out. We looked at Ezekiel 37 last week, and I'll just catch you up with what we did. We looked at Ezekiel 37, and we're talking about the dry bones. The Bible says, the Lord took Ezekiel in the spirit to the valley of dry bones. So it's the Lord who did it. And he took him by the power of the Holy Spirit. You need the Spirit. And while he was there, the Lord said to Ezekiel, can these dead, dry, very sun-bleached bones live? And Ezekiel had the wisdom enough to say, I don't know. Because if he had said he knows, he would have said no. And he thought, this is a trick question. I'm not going to answer it. Because if God asked me something and I didn't know, I wouldn't say, well, you act all big deal. He knows everything. He knows what you think before you think it. And he said, can these dead, dry bones live? And he said, Lord, I don't know, you know. And then he said to him, he said, son of man, you say to these bones, and you say to listen to what the word of the Lord said. He said, you tell these bones what I'm saying to them. The word and the spirit. The spirit took him out there over the dry valley, and the word God gave him. You need the word and the spirit. And he started to prophesy and he said, okay, what do you want me to say? And God said to him, you say to those bones that you will come to your feet and you'll rise up. And it happened. He said, now they're standing skeletons. Now you tell those bones, get flesh on you. And he told the bones, the word of the Lord says, get flesh on you. Came to be, right? So Ezekiel 37, look at verse 8. And we're reading from the New Living Translation. It says, then as I watched, after I spoke to it, then as I watched, muscles and flesh formed over the bones, then skin formed to cover their bodies, but they still had no breath in them. They still had no breath in them. So then he says to me, watch this. Speak a prophetic message to the winds, son of man. Speak a prophetic message and say. He's telling him what to say. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, O breath from the four winds, breathe into these dead bodies so they may live again. So he tells the man what to say to the dead bones. And so many people, you know, God's told us by the stripes on his back we healed. So many people are saying the opposite and they're saying, I'm sick. Amen. My migraines, my arthritis, that's not what God said. That is not what God said. God said, you say to the mountain, you're claiming the mountain. He said, you say to the mountain, yes, what you say to the mountain. He's even told us what to say. Jesus himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses, Matthew 8, 17, and 1 Peter 2:24, and all the scriptures. Say what God said to the problem. He told Ezekiel what to say to the problem. And then the Spirit went into action. Amen. Or he could have just thrown his arms up and said, why didn't God just do it? Why did God make the man do it? Why didn't he just come in and say, bones stand up, flesh come on you, bloom, bloom, breath of life, bang, let's go. Why did he not do it? Because two reasons. He was training and teaching us what to do. The Bible says the Old Testament is an example unto us right now. Number one, training and doing it. And number two, I don't know how legal it would be for God to do stuff like that in the earth. When I pray for money, if he gave me a bag of he created a bag of money, it would be counterfeit. That's right. So it's illegal. Amen. Is that right? Yeah. And God can't do anything illegal. Amen. You have to be a man in a body with a spirit to operate in this world. Amen. Come on. That's why the devil has to get into people and overpossess them and get their minds and their spirit and their soul and their body. And then they'll go killing and doing all those things that you see. You think, that's not human. Have you seen some stuff and you say, wow, I mean, that is not human. Eating people? Come on. Dama and all those guys? That's the devil. But he has to work through a person. Because if he didn't have to, we'd all be dead. Every one of us would be dead before we got saved. He would have killed each and every one of us because we're created in the image of God and he hates that. Amen. Amen. So God can't just come in here and do that kind of stuff. He's sovereign, but he's sovereign over his word. Amen. Never forget that. God is sovereign and he's sovereign over his word. You will see the Antichrist rise. You will see the abomination of desolation with a man standing in the temple saying, I am God. You will see the two prophets come back and then they'll start witnessing and you'll see them killed. And then after 3 days, you'll see them raised up again. You will see that God said it's going to happen and he's sovereign over what he said. Amen. But he's also sovereign over the fact that he said, by the stripes on my back, you're healed. So if you get into the faith and you get into that thing, I'm going to grab this with two hands and nothing's going to shake it out of my hands. I'm going to cling to that thing like my life depends on it because it often will. You cling to that thing and like that bulldog that's shaking you around. You just rattle and roll with that thing and you just go with that thing and you say, no, I believe, I believe, I believe. You will win every single time. Yes. But you got to do it. I wish it was another way. God just said, okay, you're going to have a perfect life. You'll never have a problem. You're going to have money, lots of it. You're going to be healed all of eternity. Yeah, everything's good. You just go through your life. You know, no. The devil will attack you every single turn. And you've got to know how to stand against him. The Bible even says, know the wiles of your enemy. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your cares upon him who cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant because your adversary, you've got one. And then he tells you, he says, your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion. He's not one. He imitates one to scare you. He comes with the big C. That's what you just heard. And the doctor says, you better sit down. And the bank manager phones you and says, I need to talk to you about your cat. And he roars. That's what he does. Seeking whom he may devour. He goes about like a roaring lion, imitating the king of the jungle and imitating the lion tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ. See, he wants to be Jesus. He wants to be God. That's why he was chucked out of heaven. Amen. Amen. We're talking word faith tonight, family. We're talking word of faith. Amen. You are righteous. If you're born again, you are righteous. Amen. You are holy. He made you. He sanctified us. He did it. You tell half the denominations in the world or even more, you tell them those things, they'll throw you out the church. When they throw you, God, praying in tongues, oh, Rabba Shandaga, flap your wings. So he says, yeah, he says, come, O breath. Listen to what the Lord says. Come, O breath, from the four winds, breathe into these dead bodies so they may live again. Now he's telling him, speak a prophetic message to the winds, son of man, and ask him to come and breathe life into these dead people. Goodness gracious. So, verse 10, he says over here, he says, so I spoke the message as he commanded me. Remember the 12 spies? 10 of them said, can't do it. 2 of them spoke the message he said, you can do. Remember that? 10 of them died in the wilderness. 2 of them went through into the promised land. Never forget that. Amen? So I spoke the message as God, he commanded me. And breath came into their bodies. They all came to life and stood up on their feet, a great army. My God. When God told him, you prophesy to the wind and you call on that wind and you ask that wind to breathe into these bodies, they'll come to life again. Let me tell you what, when the wind comes, just from the trees blowing and comes off the ocean, that won't put life into somebody. But the power of the Holy Spirit will put life into somebody. Amen. And the Spirit is called pneuma in the Greek, and it's wind or spirit. It means the same thing, wind and spirit. So he's referring right here to the spiritual realm, because wind can't make you alive. That's right. The Holy Spirit, you need the Word and you need the Spirit. Amen. You got to have the Word. That's a good start. Now get the Spirit involved in this thing and you've got a perfect one. Amen. The Word and the Spirit. When I stand there and say, by the stripes on his back, I'm healed, I'm relying on the Spirit to take those words that are full of faith infused in me. From studying and believing and trusting and calling on his name and finding out and testing it. The Holy Spirit comes and says, this is a believer. Boom. It works. Amen. That's why I say there are no hopeless cases. There is not a hopeless case ever. There's no incurable disease ever. If you say it's incurable, you're saying God can't cure it. So that's just a lie from the pit of hell. Man can't cure it. They've reached their limit. We agree with that. But God hasn't reached his limit. And doesn't this bring hope to your life? No matter what you face, you can overcome. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Thanks be to God who always, not sometimes, who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus.
Hi, this is Peter Lowe. I'm thrilled to be teaching on supernatural business success. For your circumstances to change, you have to change. For your business to get better, you have to get better. That's why I say the soul is more important than the goal. Not only that, but the soul is actually the key to the goal. Come and join us for an exciting time that will supercharge your business and career forever.
Join us this coming Sunday at Christ Family Church for these two amazing services that are going to be held at 10 a.m. and again at 6 p.m. where there will be an impartation into your own personal life. That's this Sunday, June the 30th at 10 a.m. and again at 6 p.m. in our beautiful Port St. Lucie Tradition Town Hall facility. For more information, check us out at church@tradition.com. All are welcome. See you there.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Hi, I'm Pastor Christian of Exponential Church. I get asked all the time, what does exponential mean? Exponential simply means to grow by multiplying. You may think that you don't need church to grow as a person, but you'll never experience the exponential growth that God wants to see in you without it. I'd like to invite you to